You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
3:04 in Eastern Iowa. Welcome in. It is the Gym Class here in KGYM. So we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Great to have you with us here today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. And we introduce Morgan.
Hello, I'm here. My first time.
Your first time. Are you a sports fan, Morgan?
I dabble. Not a lot, but I guess a little bit.
That wasn't the answer I expected, that you dabble.
Right.
What do you dabble in most?
I would say football. College football. Yeah.
Okay. So you now, Isaac helped me last week with the picks. I'm not going to throw all that pressure on your shoulders today because we won last week.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to do that. Mark, say hi to Morgan, our fantastic producer today.
Morgan, good afternoon. Glad to have you with us.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Yeah, Isaac is gone today, and Morgan's going to sit in. If you have anything, you know, to add to our college football discussion, just go ahead and, you know, chime in.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I'll be sure to do that. Thank
All right.
you.
You bet. We give you free rein here on the program.
I've never had that before. I've never been given free rein.
Use it carefully and wisely.
I promise.
Okay. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As we come your way on this chilly Friday, as we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, dupaco.com. We're going to talk college football, pro football with you here today, and get you ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, your chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And we will do that coming up on the program before 4 o'clock here today. And hope everybody enjoyed fall out there. It's not quite that bad, but man alive, it is going to be a big change, Mark, for folks who, including myself, who had it way too easy the first 6 Friday nights of the year as far as football tonight.
You're quite right about that. Much worse day for those playing in the Boys State Golf Tournament over in Ankeny. Much more conducive weather to football, I think.
But you know what? This is, more often than not, lousy weather has accompanied the state golf meet each and every year. There have only been a couple that were really fine. And they pushed it back, so they didn't start the round until 10:30. So they are just getting done now. Out on the course, the team and the individual competition. They're playing at Otter Creek in Ankeny for this year's Fall State Golf Championships. And if we get some results, we'll be sure to throw those your way here on the program. Maybe on our Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. We'll have that for you coming up in just a little bit. But let's start off with a couple of things, both associated with your Chicago Bears, Mark. First of all, the news that broke last night about 6 o'clock, the Chicago Bears and the National Football League announcing the passing of the legend. When you think of the Chicago Bears, you think of two people. You think of Papa Bear George Halas, and you think of Dick Butkus, the great linebacker from the University of Illinois, went on to play for the Chicago Bears. Born on the south side of Chicago, seemingly born to play middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears. And he did it very, very well. And what a legacy he leaves, and does so in many different ways. Obviously, as a football player, he was an entertainer. He was a spokesman. He was a broadcaster for a while, as a matter of fact. And in if you want to go back and hear some of the most interesting calls of all time, go back and listen to some of the calls that the Bears radio network had in the Super Bowl season of 1985-86, Mark. Poor Wayne Larrivee. because he got stepped on so many times when good plays were being done on the defense by Dick Butkus. It was I felt bad for Wayne, but still, it was very, very fun to listen to Dick Butkus call some games, do the color commentary for the Chicago Bears. But man, what a legend, and just so sorry to see his passing.
Yeah, quite an interesting life and career Dick Butkus had through 80 years. He died at his home in Malibu, California, in his sleep. And you don't have to be a Bears fan to know that he was one of the most feared and ferocious hitters, especially among linebackers. You think of him and Nitschke and Jack Lambert, but I think he was on a different level. And, you know, a lot of people wanted to equate the Bears win with, winning one for Dick last night. Well, Butkus played his last game in the NFL 50 years ago.
True.
And I don't think any of these players really, you know, never saw him in person. Probably historians among the Bears were well aware of him. Maybe as an actor, maybe as a spokesperson for a variety of products. But, again, quite an interesting career for Dick Butkus. And, yeah, you mentioned Halas and Butkus, and I throw Gale Sayers in there. But certainly one of the biggies in NFL history.
Yep. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Class. If you have any your personal remembrances of the great Dick Butkus, love to have you share them with us at 319-366-1600. I do agree with you. It wasn't a situation. I mean, yes, you're going to go out there, and it was mentioned before the ball game. You want to put your best foot forward as if you're a member of the Chicago Bears, especially I think if you're a linebacker for the Chicago Bears. It certainly didn't hurt things last night. But to be honest with you, the Bears should be 2-3 right now, Mark. Everyone's still on Justin Fields. You heard at the top of the hour, Canty from this morning, just banging on Justin. I don't know what Justin Fields has to do, Mark. He's going to have this all year, I think. And if this is the case, maybe it is better that Justin Fields departs the Chicago Bears. I don't know.
I would rue that day. He's played as well as any quarterback in the NFL the last 2 weeks. 4 touchdown passes last night. Thank you very much, DJ Moore, whose yards after the catch were incredible. 230 yards and 3 touchdowns. But even the most ardent Bears fan didn't see this coming. You asked me at the end of the show yesterday, knowing I was a Bears fan, do the Bears have a chance? And I said emphatically, no. And next thing you know, Bears have a 27-3 lead. Got a couple texts last night. Can the Bears hang on? I said, well, they didn't last week. We'll see. That was against Denver. But sure enough, the Bears did, 40-20 victory, and you're right. This is a team that should be 2-3 heading into home games against the Vikings and Vegas.
Yeah, which are winnable. Cyclone Tim, though, thinks we should, and I agree with him, put Walter Payton up there as well when you think of the Chicago Bears. And you mentioned that also, along with Gale Sayers in there. Gale Sayers, Walter Payton, Dick Butkus, George Halas. Those are the big four. 319-366-1600. And 0547 saying he did hear on Canty this morning saying the Bears need to move on from Justin Fields and the Jets need to see what they have in Zach Wilson over the next few weeks. Didn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to me either on that one. Mike Ditka. See, we're getting all kinds of Chicago Bear Hall of Famers now going down the line right there. 9663 says, all I know is when I heard that Butkus passed away, I loaded up on DraftKings on the Bears. And Matt says, love that he was the basketball coach on Hang Time Saturday mornings when I was a kid. I don't remember that. I mean, that's beyond my time right there. 319-366-1600 as the Bears get a victory last night and look pretty good against the Washington Commanders team that's suddenly not looking too good. Yeah, why does the national media hate the Bears, Mark? Asks 2235.
That's a good question. I don't know. For the same reason that some of the national media hate other teams, because they don't win enough, I don't know. And that's fair. They have been in the playoffs. They won a Super Bowl, which, Jesus, it's almost going on 40 years.
Yeah, I know.
So, that's not good. But the thing that impressed me most last night, not only was DJ Moore and Fields, but Chicago's defense. I mean, Washington took Philadelphia to overtime, probably should have went for two and won that game. I thought the Commanders were a decent team, but their defense was just awful, and they've got some high-priced guys on that defensive side of the ball. But the Bears are the ones that played better on defense, and, you know, 20 points, the fewest allowed by the Bears all season. Going to need more of that play to, you know, continue to win. But to answer your question, I don't know. I don't know that the national media universally hates the Bears, but enough do, I know.
They have to have something to talk about, and right now it is Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears. That's what they're talking about. It was a fun game to watch, something I didn't think I'd say today, says 0547. 0019 says, my wife got me an autographed Dick Butkus jersey for my wedding gift. Hangs proudly framed in my basement 13 years later.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. 1345 says, in the grand scheme, just like how people hate my Cowboys perpetually stink in the playoffs.
Very similar. Very similar. America's team, and people love to hate the Cowboys.
Yeah. 317, we move from pro football, for a while anyway, to the college game. Iowa will have homecoming tomorrow. It'll be a chilly homecoming parade tonight, that's for sure, as Iowa will take on the Purdue Boilermakers. The Before the Boom podcast, by the way, available and ready to go at our website at kgymradio.com, Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, as Mark and I and Spencer yesterday previewed Iowa and Purdue. Hawkeyes right now going into the ball game, which will be one more warning for you on Peacock tomorrow. So if you need to track down Peacock, you better start right now, or you're going to be fielding phone calls, some people, at about 2:29 tomorrow afternoon. So avoid that. And Iowa, about a 2.5-point favorite right now in that game at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Hawks 4-1, Purdue coming in at 2-3. And we're about 24 hours, a little less than 24 hours away from the kickoff of the first start for Deacon Hill. The Deacon Hill era, at least for 1 year, getting underway tomorrow, Mark.
It's going to be quite interesting. And, yes, I did my Peacock thing, and it's quite easy. But at any rate, you know, I'll have the TV on, I'll have the radio on, I'll have Peacock on my computer. Might need a new power strip. I don't know. But at any rate, I think it's going to be a super interesting game tomorrow. At once, I didn't think so, because I didn't think Purdue was going to be very good. But, and how much do you read into last week's lopsided win over Illinois? We'll see. Illinois plays tonight against Nebraska, and we'll pick that on the Emil's Hideaway pick six. But Purdue's got some nice weapons in the backfield and a quarterback, and no David Bell type receiver, but still capable enough. And we'll see how good the Purdue defense is. I think it's a big key to the game as well. But odds makers say it's going to be close, and I think it will be.
I think it will be as well, a close game. What are your thoughts? 319-366-1600, Iowa-Purdue tomorrow. Are you looking at a Hawkeye victory? What does Iowa need to do? Already had a few people text me earlier on today saying Cooper DeJean needs to get on the offensive side. I still don't think that's going to happen, whether it should or not, or whether you want it to see happen. I just don't think it's in the cards for what Kirk Ferentz wants to do with his All-American corner and punt returner. We cannot forget about that. If Purdue hangs around, they're going to get some confidence. They have some confidence.
Everybody against Iowa.
Or it jumps out to a lead early on. Let's put it that way. And that's a dangerous football team with a dangerous quarterback, a very, very good quarterback. I think an underappreciated quarterback in Hudson Card. I think Purdue is a better team than 2-3. They're better than 2-3, in my opinion, averaging about 400 yards of offense. I still, on the podcast, picked Iowa. Not going to tell you by how many because we have to pick that on the pick six coming up here in just a little bit. I'm skeptical, though. I'm skeptical. I think every game the rest of this year I'm skeptical with about how it could go for this Iowa football team.
I mean, what do I know? I said the Bears had no chance last night. So any prediction I make is sure to go wrong. I think Purdue's going to win this game, and I guess I tipped off my pick six selection there. But at any rate, I don't like this spot for Iowa for some reason. Maybe you do out there. 319-366-1600.
0905 brings up a very good point. Purdue, we talked about this yesterday as well. Purdue likes to blitz. 17 blitzes on the year. I hope Iowa's been working this week to have Deacon with some quick hitters to get the ball out there fast. Mike from Marengo. Unfortunately, I think this is a loss. A new quarterback will throw too many interceptions, and Purdue always gives us problems. Remember, this is a different Purdue team, though. Ryan Walters coming in. He's a defensive guy. Does have Graham Harrell as the offensive coordinator, the former All-American quarterback for Texas Tech. Likes to throw the ball, but they can run it with Tyrone Tracy Jr. Mark, remember that name, everybody? As he will be running at Kinnick Stadium instead of catching passes tomorrow, and he'll be doing it in slightly different shades of black and gold. For the Purdue Boilermakers. Cyclone Tim, though, and we will talk about Iowa State and TCU coming up. He says Iowa easily, 34-13, very little film on Deacon is problematic for Purdue. Could be the case.
He also looks forward to the Bears beating the Vikings and let the Vikings leap over the Bears for Caleb Williams.
Oh.
I'll take it.
That throws a monkey wrench into the whole plans of the national media. What's going to happen if Caleb Williams suddenly is wearing purple instead of blue and orange of the Chicago Bears? The possibilities. Hey, we only have, 13 more games in the pro football schedule before we have to worry about draft positioning, who's going to be taken where, et cetera, et cetera. 319-366-1600. We'll get to an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. Iowa State, tomorrow night, a very special night at Jack Trice Stadium as they will honor the memory of Jack Trice. Iowa State will be wearing those uniforms that they have been proudly displaying over, almost a year now. There's going to be a special logo painted on the midfield 50-yard line. Band is going to have special logos for Jack Trice with the stripes on it. Going to be a really, really special night in Ames. And, boy, if I'm TCU, I'm a little leery coming into that atmosphere tomorrow.
Yeah, I think this is going to be another good game, and I did a little brush up on my knowledge of the Jack Trice story earlier today. It's 100 years ago today that Trice was injured in a game at Minnesota, and he died a couple, 3 days later from injuries suffered in that game. He had suffered a broken collarbone in the second play of the game, and then later returned in the second half. He was the target of a block by a Minnesota player that is now illegal, and then kind of trampled upon by three Gopher players. And he traveled back to Ames by train and died, I think, 2 or 3 days later in an Ames hospital. Of course, the first African-American to play at Iowa State, then Iowa State College, by the way. But it's a fascinating story, and it's going to be fun to watch tomorrow night, I think, as they honor his legacy.
Yeah, I would agree, and it's going to be a great night in Ames, great weekend in Ames, and Iowa State certainly with a victory that they need. Now, TCU, yeah, defending national runners-up, 3-2 on the season, losing to Colorado and West Virginia. They come in smarting a little bit. It's not going to be balmy tomorrow night as well, if you all haven't looked at the forecast yet. Over in Ames. Texas teams in the cold? We'll see. We will see. Iowa State won't want to lose on a night like that, says 4024. I think I agree. And get this in from Ralph in Riverside. First of all, Ralph tells us lots of yelling and screaming from Bears fans last night at May City Bowl, the home of Bowling Night in America, Mark, by the way. Not giving up on the Bears quite yet. And then goes on talking about Cooper DeJean. He is a standout defensive player. People are being unrealistic if you wanted to play both sides. Travis Hunter is a great player, but he's not helping his team the last few weeks because what, Mark?
He's injured.
Very true. Very, very true. All right, 327. Going to get it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, and they're open at 4 o'clock today. Be a little bit chilly out on the patio today, but you can do so if you so like the cold. What do we got?
Some quick NFL notes. The Bears have traded Chase Claypool to Miami for 2025 draft picks. Third team Claypool will play for in a year. Cooper Kupp, the outstanding wide receiver for the Rams, will be active this weekend. Denver has traded Randy Gregory, the pass rusher, to the 49ers again with draft picks involved. And the Packers, as kind of expected, lose David Bakhtiari, offensive lineman, for the rest of the season. In the World Gymnastics Championships in Belgium, within the last hour, Simone Biles won her sixth all-around championship in her decorated career. She continues her comeback at age 26. Finally, at the Boise State Golf Meet, only scores through about 9 holes right now have been posted. Tough news for Reed Hall, the defending state champion from Cedar Rapids Kennedy. In a 4-hole stretch, he suffered 2 double bogeys and a 9 on a par 4. So disappointing for Reed Hall, but others from the area are off to a good start, including Jack Rogers of City High, Zach Meredith of City High, and Logan Otting of Xavier.
Yeah, that's tough to bounce back from those high scores. But Reed's a good player, really good player. And we wish everybody the best out there. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk a little NFL football, get you ready for the pick six, and we'll do it when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have some clouds hanging around. There may be a few light showers here and there. Otherwise, it's going to be blustery with temperatures in the 50s and windy conditions. Tonight will still stay breezy. Temperatures drop down into the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow will be in the mid to upper 50s with sunshine to start. Clouds will be moving in as we head through the later part of the day tomorrow. And then we are going to have temperatures in the 60s as we head through the end of the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Life is too short, but what makes it special? Those little moments that happen every day. Those big moments that take our breath away. But no matter the moment, you have to be healthy enough to make them. For women, that means watching our alcohol use as we age, because our bodies can't handle it like we used to. Let's put down the drink so we can savor the moments. Visit yourlifeiowa.org for more info. A message from Iowa HHS.
Come to Nubo City Market on Friday the 13th for the Family Fright Night movie. Terry Duren Company presents this free, family-friendly Halloween-themed movie outside. Everyone is encouraged to come in costume. There'll be contests and haunted fun, too. On Friday the 13th, bring your ghoulish crew to see Goosebumps and get your family ready for the Monsters Unleashed Halloween Parade on Saturday, October 21st. Find details at CedarRapidsHalloweenParade.com. All are welcome to sign up floats and parade entries. Just call Terry Duren Company.
Don't miss your last chance to save big on indoor furniture at Menards. Get great sale prices plus 11% off on sofas, love seats, recliners, and more. In stock and ready to take home today. Save big on a plush rocker recliner. Other stores have it for $599.99. At Menards, it's just $349.99 after 11% off. Good while supplies last through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back at 3:31, it is a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Morgan, all with us here on the program today. 319-366-1600. Before we leave college football, Mark mentioned that Nebraska and Illinois get things started tonight. We're going to pick that game coming up in about 11 or 12 minutes or so. To kick things off on the Emil's Hideaway pick six. Maryland, Ohio State in Columbus. That is big noon Saturday on Fox. We'll pick that one as well. Rutgers goes to Madison to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. You've got non-conference action. The Bison of Howard go to Ryan Field to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. Northwestern with a chance to go 3-3. Not sure a lot of people thought they were going to get three wins. Including yours truly, and they may get number three, should get number three coming up tomorrow. Michigan and Minnesota for the Little Brown Jug. It is a night game at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Gophers trying to avoid slipping back to 500. Number two Michigan trying to remain undefeated at 5-0, and then Iowa and Purdue coming up tomorrow. That's your Big Ten slate. Looking at the Big 12, they have a game tonight as well. It is Kansas State trying to bounce back. They will go to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. And then we'll pick this one as well, the Red River rivalry coming up tomorrow. And it's Oklahoma and Texas on the first Saturday in October at the Texas State Fair Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Central Florida is at Kansas. Texas Tech is at Baylor tomorrow night in a pair of 2-3 games, teams going at it. And we mentioned the Jack Trice Memorial game tomorrow night. Iowa State at 2-3, hosting TCU at 3-2. 35-54 to answer your question about why is this game tomorrow on Peacock? Well, that's because of the brand new television contract with the Big Ten Conference. That's why. And I hate to say it, I agree with you and that it's disgusting, but this is the way of the world going forth and into the future, Mark.
Right. It isn't necessarily Iowa's choice. It's the Big Ten's choice as part of this new television contract. And I think all of us, myself included, are spoiled. Because you really expect to see every game that you want to on cable or over-the-air TV. It's just not the case anymore.
This is the first – oh, I read it earlier on this week, and, of course, my recall is not right there where it should be right now. But it's the first one in a long, long time that has not been on broadcast network television of some variety for an Iowa football game. I think you got to go back to that Western Michigan debacle a few years back. Not this year's game, but that one. For the last time that a game was not on over-the-air network television for Iowa. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Klass and KGYM. Yep, money in it, I'll say, stinks. Mike and Marengo, you're right. Hey, you wanted this big television contract, 18 teams and more in the Big Ten, and this is how you go about it. And it's just part of the deal. Just part of the deal. Yep, Gary and Ed will be on tomorrow, Justin. You're darn right.
You're going to face it with Iowa women's basketball, too. If you like to consume the women's game, I think the schedule came out earlier, and more than a half dozen games are going to be on Peacock. So make plans, I guess, if you want.
Yep, you want to see the Iowa women and a few of the men's games in basketball. And we knew that was coming, Mark, because there's just not enough platforms during the winter to show all of these games. And it's going to grow and grow even more. Pro football coming up for the weekend. Of course, your Bears with the win last night. They will play an early game, Jacksonville and Buffalo. They'll be at Hotspur Stadium, Tottenham. I believe I pronounced that correctly. Thank you. Spencer says I did. And the Jags and the Bills, which is a pretty good game, will get the Sunday of NFL action underway. Some pretty tasty matchups. You've got Baltimore at Pittsburgh. They just don't like each other, if you have not figured that one out as of yet. Also coming up, the Bengals. They need to get off that 1-3. They'll go to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals. You've got Philadelphia and the L.A. Rams. The Vikings will host the Chiefs. I have no idea before you ask if Taylor Swift is going to be in Minneapolis or not.
She is.
She is. Oh, thank goodness. Taylor's going to be there. That's fantastic. and it's all capped off by the Cowboys and the 49ers in a big one. Biggest game of the weekend that will be coming up on Sunday night. And we will have that game for you right here on KGYM. I am glad you are keeping up with everything that Taylor Swift is doing, Mark.
It's hard not to.
I have avoided it. I have avoided it.
I kind of marked the same games you did for a variety of reasons. And, you know, which team is going to get upset? Which team is in trouble? Are your Chiefs in trouble?
I'm not feeling great about the game. The Chiefs should beat the Vikings, but it's at U.S. Bank. It's a tough place to play. Viking fans are very rabid and hostile. And, yeah, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Tony and Anamosa, by the way, happy Pumpkin Fest this weekend to everybody in Anamosa. Says it's the cost of a cup of coffee per month for Peacock. Which is about right. A 2023 cup of coffee. Not a vintage 70s and 80s cup of coffee that you had for a quarter, Mark, in the day.
No, one of Scott Unas's favorite sayings. So that no longer applies. But Tony's about right on that. And I got to remember to either extend or cancel my subscription come Sunday morning.
Yeah, you think there's going to be a lot of paperwork at the Peacock office on Monday? All right, we're going to take a break, come back. The panel will assemble. We will have this week's edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you when we come back. You're listening to the Jim Klass right here on KGYM. Stay with us.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam, and Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
Back with you on the Gym Class 340 here on KGYM. We're going to get the panel assembled for you coming up here in just a moment. 319-366-1600. We're going to take four contestants for the pick six. We will do that a little bit later on after we make our picks. If you have been a contestant over the last month, whether you have won or not, please hold off and allow some of our other great listeners to have a shot at winning a $30 gift card. Chiefs-Vikings 0547 saying it'll be a tough environment for the Chiefs this weekend. Would like to see Pacheco have another big game against the Vikings defense. And 4024, I have to take umbrage with you. The Chiefs will beat us with their four friends in the field. First of all, it's more than four referees in the field.
So you're admitting it.
No. I believe the New York Jets were gifted 2 points last week and then should have had a 15-yard. Listen. There are, we could sit here, and I do on Mondays, and I just shake my head because NFL officiating is so bad.
Officiating, period.
Bad.
College and NFL is not good.
Especially.
Angel Hernandez bad?
Angel Hernandez. Well, Cowboy Joe West isn't in Major League Baseball anymore, but
thank goodness. 319-366-1600 as we get ready for the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We've got Dave with us on this Friday, chilly Friday in Eastern Iowa. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. And Mark, going to throw it over to you to get us all set up for the Emil's Hideaway pick six.
Very odd week in the picks last week, not only because Scott, with the help of Isaac, won the picks at 4-2. Dave, our friend, hit the tiebreaker on the number, which was total offense in a college football game. That is impressive.
That's the good news.
Not so impressive that Dave was 0-6. What happened, Dave?
A donut.
I was that Notre Dame cover away from going 1-5. So you know, bad week. Yeah. Bad week.
Yeah, and my Duke Island didn't work out.
So. No, it did not. All right, Mark, get us ready to go.
Consequently, we have a three-way tie for the overall lead at 16-14 among Dave, Spencer, and myself. Scott coming up from the outside. Game one, Scott, you are up, assuming you're doing this by yourself this week. So you're back to 2-4. tonight's game, Nebraska is getting 3.5 points at Illinois.
How bad of a week was it for the Illini? Let's see. Got drilled by Purdue. Literally had a fire. This is a team that has literally had a fire in their stadium. They will play tonight. Everything's going to be okay. The Champaign Five are not going to be happy with me, but you give me Nebraska and 3.5 going into that atmosphere. I'm gonna roll with the Huskers tonight.
Very embarrassing loss last week for Illinois. And for that reason, I think it will rebound. I will take the Illini, and I've been to Champaign a couple times. It's not so bad to be on an island there. Dave.
Two teams going in opposite directions. Nebraska showing signs of improvement, while Illinois, nothing close to the 8-5 team from a year ago. Big Red has rushed for better than 5 yards per carry this season. The Illini allowed nearly 200 yards rushing last week and are giving up well over 5 yards per play on defense. The wrong team favored here. You need Nebraska in points.
So, are you going to put Mark on that beautiful island in Champaign-Urbana?
Man, I hope there's actual champagne on your island, Mark. This game is so tough to pick. I think Nebraska's defense will keep them in it. I think Illinois wins outright, but I will take Nebraska and the 3.5. They're going to cover that 3.5. The hook is the key tonight, I think.
Makes perfect sense. I hope you're wrong.
quit listening to the Champaign Five.
Game two, and I am up first. It's Maryland getting 18.5 points at Ohio State. A very difficult game to call, I think. Is Maryland for real? Tua's brother is very good. Maryland's offense is very good. Surprisingly, their defense has allowed only 16 points a game. But you've also got an Ohio State defense that is very solid as well. In a Big Ten game, I just think that's too many points. Give me Maryland on the way to 0-6. Dave.
Maryland has lost by an average of 52 points in their last three trips to Ohio State. The Terps have the ability to put points on the board, but the Buckeyes have maybe the best defense in the country, giving up less than 8.5 points per game, and are very good against the pass. The Terps are allowing just over 13 points per game this year, but they played Towson, Charlotte, Virginia, Michigan State, and Indiana. I don't see them shutting down Ohio State. The talent mismatch in this game is huge. Combine all of that with the Buckeyes getting an extra week to prepare, this could get ugly. I'll take Ohio State. Winning cover.
Spencer.
I'm going to roll with the Terps. I think they are better than maybe we think, despite the softer schedule. And I think they hang with the Buckeyes. Ohio State's going to win the game, but I will take Maryland to cover the 18.5.
Scott.
I am not copying off my friend Dave in his paper. Two things stood out to me. That schedule, I like Maryland. I think they're going to be, they're solid. They are solid, but they are not ready to go to face what they're going to face in Columbus coming up tomorrow. I'm going to throw the 18.5 along with Dave. I'm taking the Buckeyes.
Okay, game three is in the Cotton Bowl, the Texas State Fair. Texas favored by 6.5 points against Oklahoma, and batting leadoff is Dave.
The difference between Oklahoma and Texas isn't as wide as last year's 49-0 Longhorn win. However, Texas is the better team and the more battle-tested. The Horns went to Alabama and beat the Tide and also beat a ranked Kansas team last week. Texas also has maybe the best defense in the Big 12. This team gives up less than 13 points per game, and they are better equipped at sacking the quarterback, having done it 13 times already this year. Oklahoma hasn't played a tough schedule. Their five opponents, however, are unranked and a combined 13-12 so far this year. Give me Texas to win the game, Oklahoma to cover.
Nope. Oklahoma to cover, okay. Spencer.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Sooners, and my deciding factor is the fact that Oklahoma was shut out in this game last year. They're going to use that as motivation, and Texas might win, but I think Oklahoma will cover the spread.
Scott?
Not so fast, my friends. Not that I'm a burnt orange fan or anything like that, and we're not on the TV. I can't do the hook 'em horns thing. I just can't do it. I can't do it, but I'm taking Texas. I think it's their year. I think they're the better team. I'm going to throw the touchdown and take the Longhorns.
You guys raised a good point about Oklahoma being motivated after losing 49-0 last year, but I don't think it's going to matter. One of the opposing coaches who scouted Texas had this to say: their lines reminded them of what Alabama used to have. I think Texas might be the best team in the country. We'll see if it proves it, but I'll take the Longhorns and give up the 6.5. Okay, game four. Spencer is batting leadoff. It is in the SEC. Kentucky getting 14.5 points at Georgia.
Interesting one for sure. Kentucky has been playing really well. Georgia just escaped at Auburn. Pretty tough place to play. Pretty good rivalry there. I think I'm going to take the Wildcats in this one. I'm going to trust the former Hawkeye Mark Stoops to keep it close. I think Georgia's been playing with fire, and maybe this is the week they get burned.
Scott.
Seemingly all week, the national media have been dissing on the two-time defending national champs. I go to CBSSports.com today. UGA facing wrong team at wrong time. Please give Georgia a little bit of love. I'm throwing the 14.5. Georgia's going to prove something tomorrow. Like, they don't need to prove anything, but I'm taking the dogs tomorrow. Woof, woof. Over the Cats.
Kentucky, very impressive last week, and can Ray Davis, continue his 280 yards rushing last week? Now, that wasn't against Georgia, but I think this is a pretty darn good Kentucky team. It hasn't won against Georgia in a long time. Not sure it will, but I like the 14.5 points, so I will take Kentucky to cover, Dave.
This Georgia team is not destroying anyone defensively, but they are sixth in the nation on third down stops, number one in the SEC in scoring defense, and 16th in the country in total defense. And the Bulldogs have this tight end. Remember the name, Brock Bowers, who might be your Heisman Trophy winner at the end of the year. You might want to think about putting some pizza money down on him. Kentucky isn't throwing the ball well enough to beat Georgia with their rushing attack. So I like Georgia to win and cover here.
Okay, game five. Scott, you're back on the leadoff. It is in Ames tomorrow night. TCU favored by 6.5 points against the Cyclones.
Iowa State is not losing this game tomorrow night. I'm taking Iowa State.
Yeah, it's hard to fathom that happening. I don't know that Iowa State will win, but it's going to be a close game. I'll take the Cyclones with the points. Dave?
Both teams coming off disappointing losses. The Hogs will look for a win to show that they are not done yet. Iowa State has not lost to TCU and Ames since 2015. Matt Campbell says he has seen marked improvement from his team in the last 3 weeks. Give me the Cyclones to win and cover.
Oh, Spencer.
As much as I love the Hypno Toads, I agree with what Scott said. They're not losing on Jack Trice Legacy Night. Come on. Iowa State. Go Clones.
Okay, game six on the tiebreaker. I will bat leadoff. It is tomorrow afternoon, Purdue getting 2.5 points against Iowa. And the tiebreaker is total number of points scored in the Texas-Oklahoma game. I think this is a bad spot for Iowa. I'm trying not to be over-analytical about Purdue's win last week against Illinois, but I'm going to take the Boilermakers plus 2.5 and 58 total points, 5-8. Dave.
Purdue runs the air raid offense, but 12 of their 17 offensive touchdowns have come on the ground. The Boilers have rushed for over 189 yards in two straight Big Ten games. Iowa is one of only two teams in the nation that has not allowed a rushing touchdown this year. Iowa has held their last 19 opponents to under 400 yards of offense. That's the longest active streak in the FBS. Purdue has the fourth highest rate of missed tackles in Power 5 programs, while Iowa is the sixth lowest. Give me Iowa to win and cover 49 points.
Okay, Spencer.
Pardon me. I am on record on the Before the Boom podcast. I can talk, I swear, as picking a 21-17 victory for the Hawkeyes. So that is Iowa and the points. I think Purdue's gonna commit some turnovers, or maybe a turnover that will be the difference in the game. Could be a defensive score, could be a short field setup by that turnover, but I think that is the difference. As for total points, I'm going to go a little higher. I will say 67.
Okay, Scott.
I think I said 24-14, I think I said. I don't know. It's a cover. Iowa wins it tomorrow. Won't be easy, but they're going to get it done, and they will be 5-1 headed to Madison. And I'm going to go in that nice little area of 59, Mark. Sorry about that, but
it's been known people hit the tiebreaker on the head
and go 0-6.
It could be me this week.
There you go. Those are the picks. They are solidified, written in stone, whatever you want to say, and ready to go for your consideration out there. We need four contestants now at 319-366-1600. Morgan's going to get your name and number. And if you've been a contestant, even though you did not win over the last 4 weeks, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. Dave, have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. We'll talk next week.
Thank you much.
All right, and looking forward to a great sports weekend, and it is almost upon us. We've got Illinois and Nebraska coming up tonight. Of course, a soggy, chilly night of high school football tonight as well. Week 7 around the state. The Kolach Bowl tonight. Looking forward to it. Prairie and Jefferson will be out there. What's coming up on Spencer on Sports, sir?
Plenty of football talk. We'll preview all the games this weekend. We'll recap Thursday night football, NFL, and I'm going to squeeze in some baseball on a football Friday.
Yeah, so there's a lot of baseball, including game one of Baltimore, Texas. We'll have for you tomorrow at 11:30. Mark, have a great weekend.
I will do. Talk to you Monday.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class. Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate it. Here on 1600 ESPN, KGYM. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you once again coming up on Monday.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then